I would be more than happy to sit down and let you finish. I'm just trying to get out of this, y'all. I'm just trying to get out of this. And certainly, we're just also happy to be able to acquaint and reacquaint ourselves with so many Christians in this area. And certainly, this is one of the greatest fellowships that we can have in this area in the state of Alabama, because we're able to fellowship with brothers and sisters, to be able to strengthen one another, to help build each other up, because we recognize just how important that it is to be faithful in the Lord's church and be able to accomplish God's purpose. Because I just believe that every person that has obeyed the gospel of Christ from the heart and has been baptized for the remission of their sins, God has a purpose for you. And certainly you ought to strive to find out what that purpose is and to be able to accomplish it while you're here on this earth. And certainly at this time we recognize and appreciate the theme for this lectureship, What Saith the Scripture. And certainly we recognize just how important the Scripture is. So we're going to try our best tonight to hopefully to say some things concerning the Scripture. My lesson is going to be taken from Romans chapter 4, verse number 3. But I just want to go back and just read a few scriptures leading up to that, and hopefully we'll be able to say some things tonight. In Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse number 21. For Paul said, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even in the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, to all and upon them, all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a perpetuation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sin that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is the boasting then? Is it excluded? By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Wherefore we conclude that man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, for the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. But we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. What shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found. For if Abraham were justified by works, he had thereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and was counted unto him for righteousness. This evening we want to talk to you from the subject, What Saith the Scripture? First of all, we recognize that we live in a world where we look for information that sparks our interest, or it has a tendency to get our attention, and it becomes a high priority in our lives. We recognize that There are some folk who want to know many different things. Some may say, what saith Wall Street? What saith our president concerning immigration, nuclear arms deal in Iran, or ISIS, voting rights, equal pay for women? Who will be the next Democratic nominee? IRS concerning their income tax checks, 401k or 401k. What said the bank when we can't find our check deposit? The list can go on and on tonight, and we recognize that many of these things are important in our lives. We recognize that there is much on our table of life. But my question and your question tonight ought to be, what saith the scripture? Yes, I just believe every baptized believer ought to have that as the top priority in their lives. What saith the scripture? Yes, if we turn to the scripture, I just believe that we'll be able to answer many questions in our everyday lives. As we look at the text tonight, this theme covers the fact that the scripture is the determining factor. It is the deciding factor. It is the final word of the outcome of one's actions or decisions. If you want to a real answer, if you want a true answer, if you want an answer that you can totally rely on, an answer you can depend on, an answer that you can put all confidence in, then you must see what saith the scripture. In our lesson text, Paul addresses one of many questions. This question is that is on the table here. The question is, does the gospel agree with the teaching of the Old Testament? And I just believe the answer is yes. Where Paul says in Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4. He said, for whatsoever things are written aforetime, they were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. The old scriptures are for our instructions and learnings. To the purpose of the scripture is to impart a present blessing, hope through the patience and the comfort that they impart to those who suffer for God. We can patiently endure and be encouraged to hold fast to our faith and our hope in Christ Jesus. Yes, sir. We can see how God in the Old Testament, how he demonstrated his love, he demonstrated his power, his protection, his security, and how he was able to keep his promises. Also, we recognize that Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 1 through verse number 10, Paul refers back to Israel as a warning to us and also an example. It is in the scripture how they sinned against God and God destroyed them. And after we look at verse number 11, where Paul says, now all these things happened unto them for an example, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the end of the world is come. In our text, Paul answers the question that is in verse number 1. He answers by using Abraham as an illustration that faith is the essential principle of justification and not by works. Paul proved that Jews and Gentiles could only be saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. When we look at verse number 2, if Abraham was justified by works, then he would have a reason to boast. I know that many of us like to boast, even if we don't deserve the fact that we are boasting, but we still like to boast anyway. He could pat himself
on the back for earning the right to stand up before God. No man can earn the right to boast and stand before God in his boasting. For the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8 and verse number 9, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that no, and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. The law only reveals what sin was. And nothing one could do to justify their sight in the sight of God. There is nothing in the scripture to indicate that Abraham had any grounds for boasting, that he was justified by his works. Yes, sir. It was only by grace through faith he was justified. Now our subject comes in verse number 3. It is in the form of a question that Paul turns their attention. He lets the scripture answer the question. Abraham believed God and was counted unto him righteous. If they wanted a real answer, what said the scripture? Yes, sir. If they wanted a true answer, what said the scripture? Right. If they wanted something that they could hang their hats on, what said the scripture? Yes, they could rely and they could depend on the scripture. Yeah. The scripture was written by holy men of God. The scripture says in Genesis chapter 15 and verse number 5 and verse number 6.
Yes, sir.
And he brought him before a forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, and he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness.
Yes, sir.
Paul used the scripture to settle the argument. Mm-hmm. This is not only a lesson for the Jews, but it's also a lesson for men today. Right. If people don't believe the scripture, then certainly they won't believe you.
Well,
the scripture must be the determining and the deciding factor.
Well,
it must reign superior in all spiritual and physical decisions.
Yes, sir, right.
The scripture are the infallible word of God.
Mm-hmm.
It is incapable of error or failure.
Yes, sir, right.
In many, if more folk would allow the scripture to be their guide, there will be no division in religion.
No, sir.
And suddenly there will be less problems in the Lord's church.
Yes, sir.
We recognize that Jesus said concerning his word, he says, heaven in Matthew 24 and verse number 35, he says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. The word of God will stand forever. Somebody said that the scripture was the mind of God written on paper, recognizing the value of man's most precious possession.
Yes,
God has given him all things. Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3, according as his divine power has given unto us
all things.
That pertain unto life and godliness,
yes,
through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue.
Yes,
we recognize that there's nothing lacking when it comes to God and man. God has supplied him with everything that he needs.
Yes,
God has granted unto us all things needful for us to bring glory and honor to his holy and righteous name.
Yeah.
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and verse number 17, where Paul says, all scripture, not some scripture, not part scripture, but he said all scripture,
yes,
given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect and thoroughly furnished to every good work.
Yes,
somebody might say that Dr. Field has all of the answers. But I stop by to tell you, even Dr. Phil have a meltdown every once in a while. Somebody might say that Oprah, with all of her millions and all of her clout and influence, but I tell you, they'll never be able to match up with the scripture.
Amen.
Somebody said maybe old Popoff and his spring water might be the answer. Somebody might say that Ike and his red cloth might be the answer. But I stopped by to tell you tonight, the scripture will make them incomplete.
Yes, sir.
They cannot measure up to the scripture.
No, sir.
And I just wanted to say that, because sometimes if we're not careful, out of all of the scripture that we know, out of all of the teaching that we get, sometimes we have a tendency to start looking at Oprah and listening to what Oprah has to say. We might listen to Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil can say something that really get us to thinking, but Dr. Phil does not have what we have.
Yes, sir.
The scripture is important. The scripture is all sufficient.
Yes, it is.
They will reveal the will of God. Even in the old times. Second Peter says in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 20 and 21. Well, Peter says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation.
Yes, sir.
Well, Peter's saying the word or the scripture does not come into place by any man sitting down and using his thought or his imagination.
Well,
verse number 21, for the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but by holy men of God, spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
We recognize the third person had something to do with the reading or the writing of the scripture.
Yes, sir.
If the scripture was written by holy men, then certainly the scripture ought to be holy.
Yeah.
The holy scriptures are all sufficient.
Yes, sir.
They are so sufficient until John says in Revelation 22 and 18 and 19, he said, don't add and don't take away.
No, sir.
Also Deuteronomy 2 and Proverbs 30 and verse number 6.
Yes, sir.
In essence, what he's saying is, don't you mess with the scripture.
No, sir.
It is in the scripture that the hope of salvation is found. If a man want to be saved, and if a man want to be right with God, it is found in the scripture. Jesus said in John chapter 5 and verse number 39, he says, search the scripture, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11, where Paul says, these were more noble than those of Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and such the scripture daily, whether the thing that they say were true. Not on the internet, not by the wisdom of men, but by the holy scripture. Anytime we speak the word of God, we must make sure that we have the scripture to beat. That's for Henry. My desire to us, that if you want to be saved and stay saved, you need to search the scripture. If you want eternal life, you must search the scripture. If you want your sins forgiven, you must search the scripture. If you want eternal life, you must search the scripture. If you want a new life, you must search the scripture. If you want to be a member of the Lord's church, you need to search the scripture. If you want God's spirit, you must search the scripture. If you want your sins washed away, you must search the scripture. If you want to be ready when Jesus comes, you need to search the scripture. If you want to escape the second death, you must search the scripture. If you want to be right with God, you need to search the scripture. We have obeyed the gospel of Christ, and we have been baptized for the remission of our sins.
Yes, sir.
We are saved because the scripture says so.
Yeah.
We have the Holy Ghost
yeah.
because the scripture says so.
Yeah.
We have been born again
yeah.
because the scripture says so.
Yes, sir.
We have access to God
yeah.
because the scripture
say so.
Says so.
Yeah.
We have a new name
yeah.
because the scripture
say so.
Says so.
Yeah.
We have a new family yeah. because the scripture
say so.
Says so.
Yeah.
We have a new father
yes, sir.
Because the scripture
say so.
Says so.
Yeah.
We have a new direction
yes,
because the scripture
say so.
Says so.
Yeah.
We have a new destiny.
Yeah.
Because the scripture
says
so. Says so. We have a new way of life
yeah.
because the scripture
says
so. Says so.
Yeah.
We have a new song to sing
yeah.
because the scripture
says
so. Says so.
Yeah.
Our labor won't be in vain
yeah.
because the scripture
uh-huh.
says, says so.
Yes,
the scripture says,
says so.
All things have passed away.
Yeah.
The old man
yeah.
is put the death.
Yeah.
The old life
yeah.
has ceased.
Yes, sir.
All things have been made new.
Yeah.
For we've been washed.
Mm-hmm.
We've been purified.
Yeah.
We've been justified.
Yes, sir.
We've been sanctified.
Yeah.
We've been cleansed.
Yes, sir.
We've been redeemed.
Yeah.
We've been reconciled.
Yeah.
We've been brought. We've been purchased.
Yeah.
We've been born
yes,
again.
Yes, sir.
How do you know? Because the scripture
says so.
Says so.
Yeah.
Because of the scripture.
Yes, sir.
We have been made right with
yes,
God.
Yes, we have.
Because of the scripture.
Uh-huh.
We have been made whole.
Yes, sir.
Because of the scripture.
Yeah.
We've been made over.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the scripture. We've been made free.
Yeah.
Because of the scripture. We have been made accepted.
Yes, sir.
Because of the scripture.
We
have been made now.
Yeah.
Because of the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We have been made rich.
Yes, sir.
Because of the scripture.
Yeah.
We have been made heirs.
Yeah.
Because of the scripture. We have been made partakers.
Yes,
because of the scripture.
Yeah.
We have become kings and priests
yes,
unto God.
Yeah.
Because of the scripture. We have become a peculiar people.
Yes,
because of the scripture.
Uh-huh.
We have been made holy.
Yeah.
Because of the scripture.
Yeah.
We are a new creation
yes,
in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
how do you know? It's because the scripture
says
so.
Yes, sir.
If you're here tonight. And you want to be saved.
Yeah.
You got to search the scripture.
Yes,
it's in the scripture that we know and understand what God's will and God's way is for every man.
Yes,
and I just believe tonight that if any person is on the outside of the ark of safety and you have a desire to come in, all you have to do is search the scripture.
Yes,
for we recognize in the scripture, God gives us instructions on how to become a child of God.
Yes, sir.
The Bible tells us, first of all, that we've got to hear that Jesus died and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day, according to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through 4.
Yeah.
Then we must believe that Jesus died and was buried and that he rose again the third day, according to Mark 16 and 16.
Well.
Then we must be willing to repent of our sin, according to Luke 13 and 3 and 5. Then we must confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, according to Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 32.
Amen.
Then we must be baptized in water
yes,
for the remission of our sins. Acts 2 and verse number 38.
Yes,
how do you know, Brother John? Because the scripture
says
so.
Yeah.
And if you're here tonight, you know that there's some things in your life that you need to straighten up. I'm here to inform you that there's no guarantee that you'll be able to see the sunrise tomorrow. It's not written in stone that any of us will be here to see another day. That's why Jesus said, the moment you hear my voice, harden not your heart. If there's some things we need to get right, tonight is the night. Get right with the Lord. If you're here tonight also enough, maybe you need prayer. Maybe there's some things going on in your life and you need God's divine intervention. You know, Peter lets us know that all things that God has granted us, that we have
access to God through prayer. All spiritual blessings in the book of Ephesians. All spiritual blessings are in the Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Prayer is a spiritual blessing that is found in Christ Jesus. And since God has given us that blessing, we've got access to God. Why not use it? Why not use it tonight? So if you're here tonight and you're subject to invitation, we ask that you'll respond as we're going to stand and sing one verse of the song of invitation and give you a chance to respond, because this may be the last time you'll get a chance. So let us take advantage of that.
Soon and very soon, Lord, we are.
Good job, Mark.
Thank you. I'm singing soon and
very soon,
Lord, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, Lord, we are
going to
see the King.